here we go, getting closer to that big ho, ho, ho. It is Wednesday, December 9th, 2020. I was talking with somebody about that last night, about how Christmas is now 16 days away. How about that? I think people are losing track of time with all the pandemic news and just a different way of doing things this year that, hold on. No, that was, I had to hold my hand up. What? No, no. I got, go ahead. Oh, we're going to get into it here already. I can tell. This is one of those days. Let me turn your mic on. Glenn Coble's with us here for the next 2 hours, and we'll be on today from 12:15 to 1 p.m. with A Progressive Life. Nate Redman, Offbeat News and Trivia from 4:10 to 5 p.m., and Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:10 to 7. Now, Glenn, you're on.
Oh, well, I wasn't expecting to be. I was stunned at what you said.
Oh, well, tell me what stunned you.
Because you've already gotten your favorite Christmas present. I heard it this morning.
I did get it already. I am good to
Ashley
go.
Ashley Williams called you.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting, and I'll tell a little behind the but you gave a face not like that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because when I was talking about, when I was saying with the pandemic going on and not much time to shop and people, I think, okay, are losing track of time, you scrunched up your face.
I was just like thinking I was saying of Ashley.
Like I was saying something wrong. And then I held up my hand because I thought, oh, the music's playing. So it was just we had an awkward moment in radio there, Glenn.
It was fine.
Came off okay.
Yeah, I mean, I know that you're rude, so
you've talked to people, I guess. You've heard.
Yeah, no.
You've heard.
If anybody's rude in this duet, it's me. I do walk on people.
You know, we'll open up right here, and we got a lot to talk about today that
okay.
has nothing to do with big stuff. It has to. I listened. I tell you, I always listen to the beginning of your little Dr. Feynman hour.
Sure.
And last week you went on. I don't remember what the topic was, but you always do a little. You know, it had nothing to do with the topic.
Okay.
You always do a little discussion.
Yeah.
In the beginning, and I don't remember. Was it last week? You went over the JFK Hillary Clinton thing again?
Yes, it was last
okay.
week.
It has nothing to do with that, but that's what you were talking about.
Okay.
And just a recap for people listening, what happened was 2 weeks ago on the anniversary of JFK Jr.'s, what would have been his 60th birthday, Dr. Feynman came on and he said that JFK Jr., if he had lived, would have run for the Senate seat in 2000 in New York, and Hillary Clinton would have never won the seat, and that would have been that. So last week on this show, I took umbrage with that, and yeah. I said, I don't think that would have been.
And I agreed with you.
And you agreed with me. So last week at the top of the Dr. Feynman hour, you said that.
And you
agreed with me.
Yeah.
But you said something, now, has nothing to do with that, but what you said to Dr. Feynman was, you said that because he said he liked listening to our program.
Yeah.
The show.
Yeah.
And you said we argue. Now, see, I don't think we argue. And then you said, now this is the one this is the one I really got to take. I'm driving in the car thinking, well, I can't call in because Dr. Feynman's on the line. You said, I get angry with Scott, but it passes. But he says he doesn't get angry with me, but I think he really does.
Well, see, I tried to tell the truth.
Well, let me just clear it up. No, here, first of all, I don't think we've ever had an argument on this show. We have. Do you notice? And people aren't here for this, but we go to the 11 o'clock break right in the middle of the show for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
There's never a cross word. We usually don't even keep talking about what we were talking about in the hour.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't use the word angry.
Argument.
Yeah.
I don't think we have an argument.
We don't get angry with each other. Matter of fact, I enjoy it to death when you take umbrage with what I say.
Right. Well, and what I say is, years ago, this came out of my mouth, and I've always said it since. I was bringing up a study. And I don't remember what it was, but I said, here's the study, let's talk about it. Well, I had two people on, and I don't even remember who they were, but we got like 5 minutes deep into this study, and it was kind of a conundrum because nobody could solve the problem of the study, and the person turned to me and said, why do you care? Why do you even care about this? And the answer is kind of the point of this program. I said, because I'm on radio. I don't care about half the things we talk about on this program. I'm just filling time.
Yeah.
And the conversations we have that are sometimes stretched into an hour or whatever are not probably conversations we would have sitting in the other room.
That's when I say you're beating a dead horse.
Right. So these, I would never consider it an argument because it's probably not even a conversation. I'm usually just taking the opposite viewpoint because we're on the radio. We got time to fill.
We got to talk.
Let's go to the... Okay, go ahead, caller.
Hey, sir.
Chip.
Hey, Chip.
How you doing?
Good.
How's things in your world?
Good.
Are you ready for Santa to come?
Yes.
How's work going?
Good.
Ain't
no work in Christmas Eve.
Oh, you're off Christmas Eve. Good for you, Chip.
Oh, that's nice.
Good.
Now, what'd you ask Santa for this year?
No, see him yet.
You haven't seen... Well, when you see him, what will you ask him for?
That's Baker stuff.
Oh, some more. Do you still have your Ox Baker t-shirt or sweater?
Yeah.
Do you wear it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Chip, I'm good to... Glad to hear from you. I'm glad things are going okay at work.
Are you working Christmas Eve?
I don't think... Well, I'll be here Christmas Eve. I'll be on the station.
Christmas Eve?
Christmas Eve morning. I think it's on a Thursday this year.
I think so.
Santa Claus show?
You know, I did talk to Santa Claus, a matter of fact, and I know that will happen after the 15th. So it is going to happen. I'm not necessarily sure on the 15th, but it will happen somewhere between the 15th and the 24th.
Yeah.
So keep listening, Chip, and you'll find out.
You told Santa me being good?
I did let him know that you were being good.
Santa said.
He said, well, I'll see if I can get to the Ox Baker store to get Chip what he needs.
Okay, yeah.
You have a great Christmas, Chip.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Chip. Call in anytime.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Our friend Chip, who is a devoted listener and is over, you can see him most nights over at Kroger South here in town.
He's such a joy to listen to.
A staple.
He has an innocent heart, you can tell.
Oh, and he's such a great guy.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time with Chip. Nice person.
Yeah.
Now, so that's the dispel of the myth that we argue. I really don't think we argue.
Well, it kind of depends on your definition of argue. I think we argue, but we're not argumentative. We don't carry any animosity into our discussions. They're really just discussions.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
Okay, but the second part of it. Now, see, I could have gotten past that. Because I've heard people say before that we argued, and I just always chalk it up to I'm taking the opposite viewpoint, and you know you feel it's an argument. But when you said you think that I get angry, even though I say I don't. Now, if I was angry, I would tell you.
I was kind of saying that because I was on the radio.
So it was a lie.
Yes, it was a lie.
Yeah, it was a lie. Okay, well, I'm glad. Because I really, and correct me if I'm wrong, but now you've been on this station now for just about 2 years.
Right.
I believe 2 years in January. We have seen each other for more or less 2 days a week for two years.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen me angry at anybody or anything?
That's a good question. There have been a couple of times where I would have said you were angry, but I really didn't know what was in your heart.
Yeah, well, see, but I guess what I'm getting at, have you ever seen me...
I've got all the Christmas songs ready to go for the upcoming holiday season, but I can't seem to find the 12 Days of Christmas.
That's not a problem, Scott. I know it by heart, and I'll sing it for you. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden rings.
Yeah, but what about the other 11 days?
Well, that's the only day that counts as far as I'm concerned. Golden voice, golden ring.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, the place for the holiday season.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
And we're back here on the air. Boy, I'll tell you, we went into that break and came out bad.
Yeah, yeah, we sure did. I was angry at you, and you were...
Well, now I'm really angry at you. I've had enough. But it's interesting when you think, I had anger in my... Is that like Jimmy Carter having lust in his heart? What is that?
Oh, I didn't know Jimmy Carter.
You don't remember that famous line?
I do remember that line. I didn't know it was Jimmy Carter.
Well, so. Some reporter asked Jimmy Carter if he'd ever had extramarital action, and he said no, but he had lusted in his heart.
Yes, yes.
Now, so you think I've angered in my heart, but not outwardly?
No, no, I was just BSing.
No, but you know what it is?
You've been angry at people.
No, and you know
ever?
What? Never. And I'll tell you why. I know you think that's a lie, but here's the reason.
I didn't say I thought it was a lie. I just, oh my, means I'm shocked.
Well, here's what, don't you think in 2 years you would have seen it? That something would have happened that would have, you know, I've seen you angry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have. I don't know. I don't know anybody that doesn't get angry at something sometimes.
Here's why. In general,
it's a waste of time. But.
Well, it's a waste of time, and that's a good, I guess, excuse that people give. But my reasoning is different. My reasoning is that to be angry about something, you have to care about the subject, and you have to care about the person who said it. And I've never had a case where it was both.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I cared, I'd be angry.
If I cared, I'd be angry. But usually it's either the subject. I'm not that, you know, it's somebody I care about talking about something I don't care about. Mm-hmm. So why am I going to get angry about that? And or it's somebody saying something I care about, but I don't care about the person. So who cares?
Well, you know, that's the way I've kind of calmed myself down on Facebook. I will get people, and I leave people on my Facebook friends that I absolutely disagree with so that I can hear what they're saying. But I don't respond to people that I don't care about. So there are several people that I don't respond to.
Well, it's interesting because a year ago yesterday, Facebook memories will do this to
yes,
you.
Yes, they will.
Somebody must have said something negative about me, and they must have done it in a public way. And all my post was... And I wish I could pull it up, but I don't. I can't right now. But basically what I said was, I'm sorry that people feel the need to get angry with me. I don't get angry with them. And I think me getting angry with them and responding would be a reflection on my character. And I hope they get happier. Never mention their name, never mention what they said, never mention what they did, and that was it.
And somebody took umbrage to that?
I don't know if they took umbrage to that, but they took umbrage to something and decided it was their need to try to smear me. I think they always want a reaction, and they're not going to get one.
How did you learn how to not react to people that say stupid stuff?
Because I know what the truth is. And if I know it, what do I mean, really, if I call you a murderer, you know you're not a murderer.
Well, you don't know that.
Right, but you do. You do.
I murdered a robin once.
Did you?
I still
on purpose?
It hurts my heart.
So why would you waste time trying to come at me for saying something that you know is not true?
Good point. Yeah.
And that's what you do.
Okay.
Okay. So that's that.
Well, I will try not to get angry at all the people that are ignorant.
Well, you know what?
What makes me angry.
And I just have a little Dr. Feynman note here.
Okay.
And this has nothing to do with him and Adam, so this is actually good.
Okay.
And he did this in public on Facebook, so I'm not talking out of school.
Okay.
But it seems like he had some kind of, I don't know, it seemed to me more of a bad moment, but I'm not sure. But I saw one of his posts on Facebook where he said he's no longer going to post opinions, only articles, because of arguments he's been getting into.
And then he posted an opinion.
And then he posted an opinion.
Yeah, he did.
So what do you know what happened? You're buddy-buddy with the guy.
I'm not buddy-buddy.
Oh, Glenn, you're buddy-buddy.
We Facebook message after the show and say, you know, good show, we probably need to talk about this, or we forgot to do this, you know, little things like that. But we don't, I don't say, hey, what are you having for dinner? I'll be down in Florida in 22 hours or anything.
So you
like
don't
that.
Know what spurred that?
I really don't. I have no idea. And I have learned that Dr. Feynman is a brilliant man. And I do enjoy listening to his discussion. He can talk about just about any president you can think of authoritatively, which I have a hard time remembering who the presidents were.
But do you think that authoritatively, and he certainly can, knowledgeable man without doubt when it comes to that subject, but do you think sometimes when you speak authoritatively like that, that it puts other people off to cause these arguments?
Absolutely.
And then... my advice to Dr. Feynman would be don't respond. Just put your opinion. If you want to read what people are saying, that's fine. But you don't have to respond to each of them.
That's kind of what I do. I do read what people say. And then I say some obnoxious thing under my breath and let it go.
Right. So there's that.
Yeah. I do swear at people. But I don't respond to them.
So now I want to get to Ashley Williams.
Okay. Beautiful young lady.
Much happier subject.
Yes, yes.
Now, Ashley Williams, as I have said many times, was about 20 years ago when she did a television show called Good Morning Miami. I thought she was just it. You know, she was my crush, like yours. Jeff Ruth, we know, is Maureen McCormick. And yours is, who did you have a crush on when you were younger?
Natalie Woods.
Natalie Wood.
Yeah.
Oh, she's dead.
I know.
Oh, that's terribly sad.
I know.
Do you think Robert Wagner did it?
I'm afraid to say I do, but I kind of do.
Oh, terrible.
I think he had something to do with it, or at least knew something about it.
Poor man.
Yeah, I don't know.
In any event, this was my Natalie Wood, Maureen McCormick, Ashley Williams. So to have her on, you know, after all that, has been great for me.
Mm-hmm.
But to find out that she is a genuinely nice person and a genuinely fun person and a good working actress is a lot of fun. So
she's almost your age.
And she's almost my age. Yeah. But here is the thing. This is horrible because I'm not even going to say who it is because I don't. Here's what happened. During the holiday season, there's certain people I like to have on. There's a whole handful of them. Mm-hmm. Because I think of my show, there are certain people who are not. I'm not bringing them on to interview them. I'm bringing them on as friends. We're going to talk about the holidays, sure. Blah, 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 blah. Whole handful.
That's what
of
makes you a good interview. Because
we hope.
You talk to them as a friend. Yeah.
As a friend. And I feel like a lot of these, like Ashley, we exchange emails. I mean, she emailed me when the show was over.
Cool.
To say how much fun she had and so on and so forth. Okay. Cool. That's not usually how an interview goes.
No.
If it's a straight interview.
Right. I understand that.
Okay. So you try to do these bookings in late November to fill up your December and get all the dates down. Okay, there's somebody who we have on every holiday time who I love having on, dear friend of the show. And last week, I shot some dates to that person, and I said, can you come on one of these dates? Now, the response was, two of the dates, they could not come on, of the three that I gave them. Okay, so I responded and said, are there any dates in the month of December that would work at this time? So I gave it to them, and then if I have it free, no response. No response. So I booked Ashley Williams. I get an email when I came in this morning at about 7:30 that says, this person will not be able... I had sent them something, will not be able to talk about this because they haven't seen it yet when they talked to you this morning.
But you hadn't talked to them, or you had talked to them?
I couldn't talk to them.
Yeah.
Because I had Ashley booked, and I never received. So I think what happened was when they said I can't come on the two dates,
the third date was
open. But when I responded and said, you know, what dates are, there was never a response until this morning.
That's the problem with the internet. Sometimes you don't get the responses.
So now I feel horrible.
Yeah.
Because this is a West Coast person that also would have been getting up at 6 o'clock this morning to do this interview.
And a friend.
And, you know, I don't know now if they'll come on. They might be PO'd.
Well,
What would you have done? Because I didn't want to boot Ashley either, because I knew that was in stone.
Yeah. I think probably what I would have done is email this person and say, somehow or other, we've got a mix-up.
Yeah. I did that.
And that's about all you can do.
And apologize profusely. Yeah. And I said, can we do it next week one day?
Yeah.
And that's what I put it on the calendar. But I feel awful about it.
Well, it's a logical accident because you gave them three dates and there was one that was open. So the assumption of your friend was that he'll just call you on that date. But I can understand where it'd be uncomfortable. I think I'd email him again today.
If I don't hear anything back.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to email, because this is a great guest. And again, I might talk to the person about it and see if it's okay to talk about it, because this person does have a funny sense of humor.
Okay.
And I think they would get a kick out of it. But right now, I don't know, getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning, which I'm sure they would have rather not done, and then not getting a call this morning, probably was not fun.
That would be annoying. Yes, I'd give it a couple of days.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah,
but that was Mike. That's a behind the scenes story.
Well, you're going to have to tell me who it is.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Things
it's not some little Johnny come lately either.
Well, I'm sure it wasn't. If they're still out in California. Well, you know what we could do? We'll put you in our trunk when we go out to visit my son and drop you off at that person's house.
Oh, I bet they would let me stay. I become that buddy-buddy with them over the years. So hopefully we'll have them on. Now, tomorrow at 9 o'clock... the 9 o'clock hour. I have a guest tentatively scheduled, but I'm not going to say it because I'm always worried that this person, not that they've been on once before, but I'm always afraid that this person, because of, again, the time change and their how do I say this? Their quirky attitude might not show up. But as of now, they are booked tomorrow. I did have a confirmation, but I'm not going to say it until tonight when I start promoting the show tomorrow. But you'll want to tune in.
Okay.
I mean, they have been on before, so it's not like they've ditched everything.
Well, I will assume that I will hear this person as I'm coming into work.
Oh, tomorrow. You'll want to hear this one. This is right up your alley.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. So, that's that.
Okay, now, it's Joe Namath.
Tomorrow, right up here. Okay, now Christmas cards.
Okay.
Let's get to this, because we at the station have received quite a few Christmas cards this holiday season.
Yeah, gave you that address. So.
You say that on the air, that way you can get out from under it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And say that, it wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
Here we go. Okay. The deal is, and we've done this for many years, it's our seventh Christmas on the air, we've done this many years, you send us a Christmas card, WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302, put your return address on the card, and we'll send you a card back before the holiday, and we'll also display your card in the studio, read it on the air, and we've kept all the cards over the years in a box.
And so you send them back, that's what you send back.
Return to sender, here's your card. So this year, I'm going to go through them real quick, because this is what we've got in the last week since we started doing this.
Okay.
Holiday cheer with Frosty the Snowman on the front. It says, to all the staff of WWGH, thanks for all the great programs that you provide, Marion. Have a Merry Christmas full of fun and merriment this holiday season, Ralph and Becky Thacker. And now I have Ralph and Becky's return address, so we will get them a card out.
And you notice that they said you and the staff. So I got included in that one, which I don't normally get.
Well, it says to the staff.
Yeah.
So they didn't set me apart.
Right.
Right.
So I'm almost an equal to you.
You're almost an equal. Now this one, Santa Claus.
Ooh, nice Santa Claus.
On the cover, it says Merry Christmas. And then on the inside, it says, may the magic of Christmas fill your heart with good cheer. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all, Kevin Griffith. And Kevin, I've got your return address, so we will get a card out to you.
Now, have you pre-read these? Because you might open one of them up and Santa's
Anthrax,
Bob Hope, you up. Andy Williams, Bing Crosby, Perry Como, and Burl Ives.
Charlie, those are some great personalities that always make me think of Christmas. Are you going through your Christmas CDs?
No, I was just going through the list of people I won't have to send Christmas cards to this year or ever again.
Happy holidays from WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
three, two, one. Oh no. Which button am I?
When every second counts, you can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear. Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ad Council, and Make Safe Happen.
We are not hitting the brakes well.
No,
today.
We're doing
We're having
that,
too much fun. We must mean we have too much on our plate.
You got a lot of cards there.
We do another card here. Merry Christmas, John and Carolyn. Merry Christmas, Scott and crew, from John and Carolyn Heimlich. Now, this is a nice card because they have a picture of themselves.
Oh, that's
on
nice.
It.
Yeah.
Nice homemade card. Wonder where you get those done. Be nice if we put one together
probably,
like that.
And I'm not being paid for this. Probably Office Depot has a facility
a deal?
To do that.
Because that's photo paper,
yeah.
And that's a nice colored Christmas card.
Shows the sparkle in their smile and the redness of their cheeks.
And then we've got one of the classic Christmas cards here, the turtle dove piece. And in the on the
that's
ends,
my kind of card.
This is your kind of card. It says, "May the quiet beauty of this lovely season bring you joy and hope to cherish throughout the coming year. Merry Christmas, Larry and Phyllis Shirk." So thank you, Larry and Phyllis. So those are the cards we've gotten.
Good.
And
thank
we will,
you
we will
for sending those to us.
We will send those cards out. And keep them coming in. WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Put your return address on it, and we'll get you a card back.
Cool.
Now, if you want to write Santa Claus.
Yes, that's the important thing.
Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. Santa Claus, P.O. Box 1, Santa Claus, Indiana, 47579. And you've got to have those letters out to Santa, I think by the 20th, if you want a letter back.
And I'm a Hoosier, so I've lived in Indiana about a third of my life now, the first third. And I never did know that there was Santa Claus, Indiana, when I lived there.
It's the Santa Claus capital of the world.
I know it is. I know it is.
Holy mackerel. And by the way, the phone lines are open if you'd like to call in and say anything. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. Now, here's the thing. Last year, I believe it was Charlie and I, or maybe it was me on my show. I don't remember which. But we started talking about Christmas candies and cookies and those treats that only come about this time of
and
year.
And if Charlie was talking with you, fruitcake.
Right, but forget that. Scratch that. We don't want to talk about fruitcake.
No, we don't.
So, the other day I was at the grocery store and I ran into a gentleman who's a devoted listener to the station.
Did you say you were sorry?
For?
Running into him.
Well, I thought about it, but you know how rude I am.
Yeah,
you know
right.
how it can be.
And get angry a lot.
And get angry a lot. So, this was the gentleman last year whose wife, I believe, made the peanut butter fudge. Ooh. And we got two, I don't know what you would call it, two batches?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, last year. And Charlie loved it, and so did I, and we served it.
I did
at,
too.
And you, yeah. So, go ahead, caller.
Okay, I'm just listening to your radio program. I really enjoy it. If I live alone and if I get depressed, I watch a funny movie. I found one, I think out to Myers, and I found another one. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus.
Yeah, that's a good show.
Oh, really?
Yes.
There's...
I found one. I'd forgotten about it. Holiday Inn.
Oh,
Saint
I
Claus
love it.
Inn.
Yeah.
Yes. And Christmas Vacation. If you're down, watch a funny movie.
Yeah. There are parts of A Christmas Vacation that my wife has to cover her eyes, like when the cat gets fried. But I laugh
okay,
my head off.
I haven't seen that one. But I did find that movie, Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus. And I got it at the Dollar Tree up here on North Main or Myers. That's where I get most of them. But those are good ones, and they cheer you up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good to hear. Well, I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate your show.
We will try to give you something to be cheery about, because it's a terrible time of the year and that a lot of people get a little bit down on. I don't know why, but...
I don't.
Oh, you don't. That's good. Excellent.
No, I'm 85, and I just have too much going on in my life to be down.
Are you going to get the shot if you're what? Are you going to take the shot if they offer it to you?
I'm not sure.
Okay. I just thought I'd ask.
If I get the shot, I'm going to get all the pity out of it I can.
There you go.
This is my kind of girl.
There you go.
Okay. Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye. And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. If you get the busy signal, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back. You know, it's a good tip.
Getting all the pity you can.
No,
I love that.
Go out and get a funny movie if you're down this time of year, because a lot of great movies.
My wife makes me do that. I'm not a big movie watcher, but she likes to watch the happy movies.
Go ahead, caller.
Ho, ho, ho.
How are you, Santa Claus?
Hey, I got a question for y'all.
Go ahead.
Okay, I know Charlie's not going to be around this year.
Right.
Are you going to have your Christmas party?
The studio party? Or are you talking about the last day where we all drink the eggnog and the moonshine?
Right. Are you going to get into the sauce?
Oh, get into the sauce. Yeah, well, you know, yes, that is a tradition that we will keep. And if Christmas Eve is on a Thursday, which I believe it is, tune in that morning and we will have eggnog and some merriment to go along with it.
Right.
And people will fall down.
Right. I know Charlie likes his moonshine. I'm not a particular fan of moonshine, but I will go and I'm going to give me a jug, and I will have a toast to him.
Hey, there you go.
Excellent.
There you go. Thank you, Bob. Bye-bye.
You have a great season.
Well, we should mention that for 6 years, our dear friend departed this past year, Charlie Evers. I'm trying to remember how it started, but it was every last show before Christmas that he was on, which usually was Christmas Eve day, because we're on the air that day, we would have eggnog and moonshine in it for the two-hour program. And they were always very fun programs, so certainly this year, in honor of him, we will continue that. So on Christmas Eve, which I believe will be a Thursday morning, yes, we will continue that. Now, I'm not sure who will be here, because I'm not going to sit and drink eggnog and moonshine all morning by myself, but well, it'll be people.
Okay, so that means my Thursday morning show is, we will deliver it to you.
Now, say that again?
Okay, the Thursday on the air show will be taken up by Christmas stuff.
Well, I don't know.
So I don't need to plan my show, is what I'm saying.
Oh, you'll be here.
Oh, I will?
Well, if you want to. If you want to. I wasn't planning on hosting it. But I wouldn't need. You wouldn't need to plan a guest that day. I don't know that you would get a guest on Christmas Eve. That's a little rough.
Well, I was going to ask Santa. But
But
he'll be working, so he probably can't make it.
You know, I haven't decided yet who should. Because the whole fun of that is to have two or three people.
Yeah.
Because you're all drinking it.
Yeah,
and you're sharing Christmas memories.
And we got just about enough room for social distancing for two or three.
Oh, I think we do. I think we do. If we did for Mary Ellen's birthday, I think we'll have it here.
Okay.
And if we have to wear a mask, we'll wear masks.
That's good.
So
hard to drink it with a mask on.
Well, you can pull it up like you do at a restaurant.
Okay.
But, yeah, I don't know who the people are going to be at this point, but we'll get some people.
Okay.
Okay, so that will still happen. And for people who are wondering about our, which is another tradition we've done, this would be the seventh year, we have a Christmas party at night that we actually put on the air. Santa Claus comes and we all sing and so on and so forth. And due to the recommendations from the health department as well as Dr. Gingrich this morning, as long as we're under 10 people, we should be okay. And I'll be very particular in the 10 people that I... It'll be 10 people who are in this studio anyway.
I probably shouldn't come because you always make me lead the singing.
Well, I'll tell you, we certainly will not have the Leszczewskis this year because of the coronavirus.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Okay, let's just run this out here. You know, I think people like to hear what's really going on. Why do this off the air? 10 people.
How much am I getting paid? That's
that's right. Well, 10 people. Me. So we got me. We've got Terry. I'm sure he'll be here. We've got Sean, who's always here.
Yeah.
We've got Linda, who always comes. We've got Mike Wilson, who always comes to that. Nate and his wife. So that leaves two spots.
Maybe Adam. Adam
doesn't come because he's not a fan of the Christmas.
Oh, okay. Right.
So Adam doesn't come. We're not going to use the Leszczewskis this year. Oh, Angie will probably be here. She does the show with me on Friday night, Charlie's daughter.
Okay.
Angie will be here. And maybe she'll bring Jeannie, Charlie's wife, who's always been here for the parties. Sure. So there you go. That's probably the... Well, and we might... I mean, I'm going to invite Mary Ellen because she's been here for them. And if she feels comfortable, fine. If she doesn't, I'll let her know it's not a big thing.
Yeah. But she won't get the big check, will she, if she didn't show up?
No. Okay. She can't get the big check if she doesn't show up. Right. But you know what? I think I have a hunch she might show because she did the birthday thing here and she seemed to be okay with that. And we will keep, you know, we're not going to go up and get in each other's face and we're not going to... no outside people. I mean, maybe we'll all have to go get tested. I don't know. We'll do something.
Where can you get tested around here?
You can get those quick tests now somewhere.
You can?
I think so. I don't know where. Okay. I haven't had to be tested yet.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
Hi, boys. Calm down. Actually, I was planning on coming because there's not a lot going on this year. So.
Oh, you've never been to a Christmas party.
The weather isn't bad, and I don't have any emergencies. I will more than likely make the very short trip north and grace you with my presence.
Hey,
I'll do all the singing you want. I miss karaoke, so I'll be in a singing mood. I promise no X-rated versions of my Christmas carols. Family friendly only, even though.
You're a gym rat. Have you ever seen that guy that's half man, half motorcycle on the treadmills at your gym?
I think a couple times.
Okay. I wondered where he went because I'd never seen him.
Might be in that category. It wouldn't surprise me.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, I was kind of planning on coming based upon the weather and other considerations. I don't see why not.
Hey, Adam, maybe this is something because don't you bring Patrick everywhere you go?
From time to time, I can certainly bring him.
Well, here, no, I mean, I'm not necessarily saying bring him, but here's what I'm saying. Do you think he has a Santa suit?
Well, I would say he might make a good Santa. He does have a beard, you know, he's, let's say, full-figured. He's a little short, but, you know, I guess he could wear a big hat and look a little taller, but I would think he'd be a good, and, you know, he's funny and sarcastic, doesn't take himself seriously. So he'd be kind of a funny Santa.
Well, all I'm saying is we will have the real.
Yeah, I would definitely agree.
Well, we will have the real Santa here that night. He always comes. But I'm saying if Patrick came in just a Santa costume, him meeting the real Santa might be interesting.
Yeah, I'll mention that to him. I mean, considering his escapades, I would not be surprised.
Or an elf costume. An elf costume would work.
I will discuss that with him. I'm sure it's certainly...
Or a hippo.
Yeah, would be a feasible and somewhat amusing idea. Just put me in charge of the singing. I can't promise to have the expertise of the Leszczewskis, but at least I can sing the songs. And, you know, I can change the lyrics and still make them G, and then when the mic... You know, I don't want to be like Tom Brenneman or one of those people that have been infamous this year. When the mic is off, I can maybe sing one of my versions that require checking ID first.
Whoops. So. All right. Thanks, Adam.
No problem, guys. Have a good show.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, so there you go. Well, you know what? If we have more than 10 people, you know, the great thing is there are two separate rooms.
Yeah.
And that's how it's normally done. And we will take the precautions necessary, but I don't think that, like Bob, there are people at home who are confined with pre-existing conditions. I think the decision not to just obliterate these specials was really for the people who listen. That's why we have an obliterated programming.
I'm confused.
What
do you mean obliterated?
Do away with.
Oh, okay.
You know, I don't know that that's the best idea. But anybody who doesn't want to come, who doesn't feel safe, that's fine. I understand that.
Well, it may come down to whether my wife chains me
right.
to
that. Oh, absolutely. And that's what happened, what was it, election night?
Yeah. My wife said, no, you're not.
Right.
And I do what my wife says.
But the good news is, as of election night, Mary Ellen was here, excellent. Angie,
she's
Sean,
good.
Me, Linda, and nobody got it.
Yeah.
You know, and even Terry did get it, but clearly did not get it here. Because I think some of us would have been infected.
Maybe not.
How
shortly after the election coverage did he get it?
It was not short. Because he got it, I think, the week before Thanksgiving. So it would have been a couple weeks later.
Well, that's about right.
and none of us got it. So I think it's because, and we don't know, but you really have to be, it depends on what day they say. Listen, anyway, we're going on with the party. We'll do what we'll do. And, but again, if somebody doesn't feel comfortable, don't come. We're not going to take it personal.
Yeah.
But we are going to go on with it and do what we got to do.
You have to take it personally. It's an adverb.
So oh, man, let's not get, into that. So that's going to happen. It'll probably I don't know the date for sure yet, but I know we're going to have to get it on the books because it's coming up quick.
Get it on the books.
Get it on the books. So there's that. And, gosh, there was something else I wanted to say before we slipped into the break here.
Oh, are we going to slip in soon?
Very soon. Well, we're going over a little because the obituary report ran a little long, so this will fit in properly. But there's a whole bunch of other stuff to talk. Okay, we did Ashley Williams, the guest that I did away with this morning, the Dr. Feynman show from last week, the Me Angry, what am I? Oh, we're going to come back with the peanut butter fudge. I ran into peanut butter fudge guy. And I know this year, again, because of coronavirus, we got a ton of candy last year. We got Christmas cookies. We got homemade fruitcakes. We got mincemeat pie. We got a fudge, homemade fudge. We got, it was a ton of stuff. They were little white balls. I can't remember if they were macadamia or what they... But this year, that has not happened yet. But I think it happened late in the season last year.
Did you have Adam check for safety pins inside of all that stuff?
We all lived. We all lived for another day. So all that will be going on. So there you go.
Okay.
Now you know. Now you know the rest of the story. All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with much more here on WWGHRadio.com.
Hello, I'm Joey the Elf, and I'm here to bring you another origin of one of our Christmas traditions. You know, if you think about it, from the outside, the idea of a beautiful evergreen